And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Clinton County Economic Development here in Frankfort, Indiana. Glad to be with you on another weekend. Hopefully everything is going well. And I just want to remind you what the E-Factor is all about. It's the E-tributes of a community, especially our community. What makes us tick, or what makes us effective? Well, it's encouragement, it's empowerment, it's engagement, it's entrepreneurialism, it's employment, it's entertainment, it's education. It's all those E's that we deal with every day in life. It's the E-Factor, brought to you again by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. And on the E-Factor today, we're going to be talking to a young lady who just moved to our community here in Frankfort, in Clinton County. And she is now the executive director of the YMCA. And every time I say YMCA, I always want to sing it, but I won't do that. But the YMCA, and Tristan Comegys is here with us. Tristan, pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Shan.
Hey, no problem. Tristan, you come from the northern territory of Indiana, the great north, up in the Valpo, maybe not the full far north, but up in the Valpo area. You grew up in that area?
I actually graduated from Chesterton High School.
Okay, that's
so
right.
A little bit farther north, yeah. Right on Lake Michigan, and happy to
So you are the far north.
Far north, and now we have our very own national park, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah. In Chesterton?
In Chesterton,
yeah. Okay. So you made your way to, but you ended up in Valpo.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school, I believe, there, and then in Fort Wayne as well, if I remember right.
So I graduated. Nowhere near Fort Wayne. I have family there.
Okay.
So who knows?
I don't know
but,
what I was thinking.
So I actually started my college career at Ball State University.
Okay, that's right.
I went there for 2 years. I was studying video production and media studies. And then I took a network marketing class. Didn't know what marketing was until that moment. Yes, I was 20 years old at the time and didn't know what marketing was. And ended up winning a very prestigious award during that class. And it turns out for 15 years, what my dad's company did was marketing. I thought he was just a web design guy. Didn't really realize in my young years that that is what marketing was. And so I decided to transfer to Purdue University, Calumet at the time, and it's now Purdue University Northwest.
That's Northwest.
Yep, okay. Northwest. Yeah. So yeah. They transitioned after I graduated. So that was in Hammond, Indiana, about 45 minutes away from Chesterton.
Just opposite of Fort Wayne, by the way.
Just opposite of Fort Wayne, almost to Illinois, mile marker one. And so that's where I graduated with a degree in communications with a focus in advertising.
Awesome. So you end up, you know, finished up your education. You got involved with your dad's company, correct?
Not quite.
In between. You had a little bit of a Y experience.
Yeah, I did. So when I was 18 and I was getting ready to go away to college, my dad actually taught me web design. Mm-hmm. And so I went away to college. And then when I ended up transferring back home to go to school, I got a job at a YMCA called the Doolin Family YMCA at their front desk. My cousin was an administrative assistant in their child care department. And she knew that I was now going to school to get my degree in something in marketing,
right,
which just happened to be a focus in advertising.
A light bulb comes on for her.
And I was a little bit more timid back in the day and not maybe as confident in, you know, reaching out to our CEO and saying, hey, I have these skills that maybe there's a fit here. And it just so happened that this Y had never had a marketing director. And this was the time where some people may know where the Y used to be black and red with their branding.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with the black and red.
Yep. And now we're very colorful. We have 5 different logo schemes, and it's incredible, and we're more lively. And so that's when I entered into that Y, when the YUSA was going through this brand transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that part of that brand transition was getting a new website. This website happened to be the platform that I knew how to manage, but no one else within our Y knew how to manage. And so I walked into our CEO's office after prompting from my cousin, and I said, hey, I know how to do this. And she goes, cool, there's an extra computer in the back office. Please spend some extra hours taking time to get this figured out so that I don't have to do it. And so that actually ended up leading to me being their first marketing director in the 50 years that Y had been in existence. They still have a marketing director today. It was the woman who replaced me. But what was really cool about that experience was the Y basically gave me my own professional playground. I had never been in a marketing position before, but because of YUSA and all the tools that they gave to their fellow Ys, it showed me what a brand was, what a brand transition was, and then how to use that to your benefit. And so it was an incredible experience. And then from there, I was recruited to be a membership director at a chamber of commerce. And I did that for a couple of years. And that is when my dad said, okay, so when are you going to stop playing around and come join the family business? And at that point, I decided that I was going to kind of take the entrepreneurial leap. Because I didn't walk into my dad's company getting a salary, because when he started his company, he didn't get one either. So like, he told me I had to work
for it. Father like daughter?
Yeah. And so from there, he and I together started soliciting more nonprofit and church clients. And so helping them reach their goals, versus he was a very international company just focusing on web design. But because of my experience at the Y and brand transitions and helping an organization set goals and achieve those goals, I had that knowledge that I could then carry on to other organizations and churches.
So you were coming out of the Y experience. That had to be some quick learning. I mean, you're probably drinking from a fire hose there for a little bit, because you're at the front desk. I think you started on the 5:30 shift, so you're the early morning shift. And then all of a sudden, the marketing opportunity made itself available, and you were able to take advantage of that. And good for you to be able to do that. Then you ended up going back, well, not going back, but you know, working with your father and and that marketing, and then that kind of was taking you all over the country. You were doing a lot of traveling, right?
Yeah, we had clients as far as California, all the way down to Lakeland, Florida, and then all the way up to Maryland. And then because that market with marketing is so saturated, we noticed that a lot of people are starting to look more local. And we were very supportive of that. And so we started immersing ourselves within our local community as well. And I already had quite a few community ties because of my time at the Chamber and at the Y. And so we were able to branch into video production and started doing some local events, the Popcorn Fest up in Valparaiso. We did some of their marketing and PR and video creation for that. So,
Well, and that brings me to the point where, you know, you're traveling around, you're doing your thing with the marketing, and you see an advertisement for a directorship at the YMCA in Frankfort, Indiana. So what made you push the button and send your resume?
So that's such a funny story, because I was posting a job on Indeed for a client of mine. I wasn't looking for a job, because I got to wake up every day, work in my pajamas, go downtown, go to our local coffee shop.
The perfect millennial job.
Yeah, it was the perfect millennial job. My earning potential was exponential if I chose to take advantage and work harder. And I could, whether it was personal travel or business travel, which most of the time was combined, I was able to go anywhere I wanted. And so I saw this job pop up, and part of my position was, like I said, working with nonprofits and churches on reaching their goals. But once we kind of like put their plan in place, we just followed up with them and gave them advice when they needed. But we weren't a part of the day-to-day when they reached some sort of an achievement. Like, we didn't get to experience that with them. And that is what I started missing, because when you're in a more entrepreneurial style setting, if you're not a part of a large company, you have one or two people you get to share that joy with, or we were part of a co-working space. So we got to network there, but there was a lack of like almost a team environment. And I started missing that. And I started missing like what I did every day and seeing that impact. And so when I saw this position just pop up on my screen, I was like, you know, this is kind of a long shot, because I'm 28 years old. I've never been the CEO or executive director of anything other than, you know, naming myself that at our own company. My living room. Just making up jobs. And I'm like, hey, I can do that and be the boss of that. And so I don't even think I submitted a cover letter, and I just submitted my application, and I didn't even actually have a resume written. I'm telling you all this now.
After
you've hired me.
All of the things are coming out.
Didn't even have a resume written until that that day when I submitted it, and I hate writing resumes, it's very tedious, submitted it, and just within a couple of days, YUSA was calling saying, hey, you may want to turn in some references.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was like, I think I should tell my dad that I submitted this resume.
Could be a change coming.
There could be a change coming, and my dad and I are like best friends now that I'm an adult, and I come from a family of 8 kids, and so that's kind of a big deal that he has that much time to kind of spend one-on-one with me. And he was so supportive, but at the same time, he was like,
well, it'd be disappointing.
I'm really going to miss you know? And, but he's still thriving. And
well, that's good to know that your dad's still making it. That's
still
good.
So
it's surviving without you. Yeah. But the, you know, you had the opportunity, you send in the resume, you send in the information for this position at the Y. It ends up you end up becoming one of the 4 finalists, I believe it is what we had narrowed it down to. And I came to the search committee a little bit later because we had one that dropped out. So we had the opportunity to view, and we had some great applicants, we had some great candidates. And but Tristan, yours just was a little bit at the cream of the crop and the top, and so we decided to offer you that position. Now that you've been in the role at the YMCA for, my goodness, since literally just since late November, late November, so through the holidays, and we've had, it's been like holidays, flu season, sickness, we've had staff changes, people getting sick, and folks retiring, and people leaving. So you've gone through this kind of the first quarter, if you will. What's been your thoughts about the Clinton County YMCA? And we're gonna, I'll ask a few more things about from your point of view locally, but what do you see the potential that this Y has?
Oh my gosh, the potential really is endless with us. After coming off of a 2-year management agreement with another YMCA, I really came in to almost a blank slate after a lot of progress was made, which is incredible. And then now here we're in a great position. The staff is excited, which is more than I could ever ask for, because if you have an excited staff, then it makes your job a little bit easier.
Sure.
But you also have a community behind you that's ready to help in whatever way you need them to help. And someone not being from this community, I think that that's vital, because a lot of the times when you're in a position like this, or even in a marketing director position, we're trying to build those connections. If you don't know people, that's going to make your job really hard.
Right.
And so when I first got here, I started reaching out to anyone and everyone that I thought I needed to know. And then from that, a lot of people started reaching out to me. And I've learned a lot about our Y and about this community. And we've pinpointed kind of our areas of focus of, okay, what are the actual needs within the community and what can we do to serve those people? And so that's kind of where we're at now with, okay, let's roll this thing out. Let's get focused. Let's be very cause oriented, and maybe fix those things where we're not so cause oriented. But the Y overall is in a season of growth. Our membership, in comparison to the number of people in the community, is incredible. So in a community of, you know, about 30,000, 33,000 people, we serve almost 5,000 people.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many more people we want to bring in. But if we have that chunk of the community right now, I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the future.
Right. Well, and building upon the successes, learning from maybe some of the mistakes and, and some of the obstacles, but then taking those and turning them into opportunities. I think that's been the key, the focus that the board has had. And now you, as the leader of the staff, and we do have a great staff at the YMCA, and I say we because I've been on the board for several years, but we look at the Y as a very important piece of the puzzle in the community. And it's not just a fitness center. It's so much more than just a fitness center. We offer a variety of different programs, including early learning, which we're really excited about, really passionate about, because we believe that there is a much needed focus on early learning that is now taking place, that maybe that it hasn't been what it should have been in years past. And I'm not just talking about the Y, I'm talking about you know, just childcare in general. You know, putting a kid in front of Mickey Mouse is just not cutting it today. We've got to prepare them for kindergarten and prepare them for first grade and prepare them for a future that is full of incredible opportunity. But boy, there's also some obstacles. So, and we know from science that 0 to 5, that you know, it's 90% of your brain is being developed. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think that we're doing, I think America is doing not such a good job of really getting that and understanding how important that is to be influencing those kids at that level.
Yeah.
So having said that, talk a little bit about the early learning and the learning ladder, mm-hmm. and what's happening there with the Y.
Yeah. I am so excited about our facility, which just underwent a renovation within the last six mm-hmm. months, really.
Yep.
It finished up right when I got there. And it's my understanding that, so we're part of an early learning child care coalition in Clinton County. And we are part of that group who is trying to create seats so that there are places for kids to come to preschool to get ready for kindergarten.
Mm.
And part of our job is we are actually rolling out currently, our preschool teachers love us, that we're now instituting a new curriculum.
Mm.
It's called Creative Curriculum, and it's research-based and play-based, station-based. And it's a really big asset to the teachers because it keeps the kids busy with tangible things in their hands or small groups instead of a large classroom setting mm-hmm. that they may not necessarily be ready for. But it gets their brains prepared for that critical thinking that they're going to have to start doing in kindergarten and then subsequently in first grade. And I'm actually a product of early learning at a Y. So my actual...
Is this why you're so intelligent and so articulate?
I'm so intelligent. Yeah. I, you know, did preschool at the Y, and back when I was in preschool, you didn't learn how to read until like kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
And so that wasn't part of what they were trying to introduce you to in preschool. And, I actually didn't learn how to read until I was in third grade because my parents were going through a divorce at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go to school, but I would be kind of stressed out because of that situation.
Sure.
But it was my after school care through the Y staff person who taught me how to read.
That really made a difference.
Yeah, that really made a difference. So now we know that we have to start kids earlier, and the Clinton County Y is part of that. And we have about 24 seats where we can serve kids.
That's fantastic. And I want you folks to listen to when Tristan is talking about seats, we want you to think of them as these are places and, mm-hmm. and opportunities. These are We want to look at placement, kind of like college.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be looking at this is that, wow, you got 24 seats. I better get my kid enrolled and get my child in there or my grandchild in there because this is starting the path. You're going to be so much further ahead of the game if they can get quality education mm-hmm. early. Part of the E factor is education. And early, if we can get it early versus later. I mean, we talk about this with, Don DeWeese, the superintendent of Frankfort, when he has to deal with kids that are coming to Frankfort Community Schools with a vocabulary of 250 words, and he is competing against school districts in Zionsville or school districts in Valparaiso or school districts in Lafayette, that the kids are coming with vocabularies of 2 to 3,000 words.
Right.
That is a big gap,
mm-hmm.
huge gap. And then you add in the language barrier often that we have with the Latino community, it really becomes a challenge. And so the opportunity of getting that young person into a seat, and not only the why, we're partners with Megan's Daycare. Megan is a local mm-hmm. private entity. We also, the Community of Schools of Frankfort has a program. We all were in this grant together.
Yep.
But, you know, I know Clinton Central is doing a daycare. Clinton Prairie is going to be starting something this next year. Rossville. I mean, all of these folks, I think, are starting to recognize and realize that maybe we would have a better chance with the career in tech and college age kids
mm-hmm.
if we were able to round them up a little bit in earlier.
Yeah, set them up for success.
Set them up
for
success.
Make it harder.
Yeah, let's set them up for success and let them think Let's think smarter and not work harder, but let's be thinking how we could. And so the learning ladder is all about that. So we have 24 mm-hmm. spots.
Just in our 4 and 5 year old classroom.
Yeah.
But we have around 70 spots in other age groups that are
That's
younger.
Right. That's right.
From infant to 3 years old.
And the great thing about this, folks, I just want to again emphasize this, is that your young person, your child, and I'm going to tell you this, your most valuable asset, your most valuable resource is your child. Because mm-hmm. I want you to think about this. They're going to be taking care of you one day.
It's true.
I know you didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But you're going to be taking care of your dad someday.
Yeah.
But my kids don't want to hear that. But the bottom line is that we need to understand we're investing in their future. Because and the most that we can and the more we can invest and the more resources that we can pour into them at an earlier age, it's only going to pay the dividends for I'm not talking selfishly from our own family, but for their own family, for the community that they're going to live in, and we hope that it will be ours.
Right.
But if not, it may be another community. You were raised in Chesterton, but living in Frankfurt, so.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that you had good raising and you had a good educational background, and now you're bringing your assets and your talents to Frankfurt. So we want to raise kids, and we want to bring kids to that level also. So I want you to be thinking about early learning in Clinton County and how the learning ladder can help your child or grandchild. You may be a grandparent right now saying, I want to get my kid enrolled. How do I do that? Well, call the Y at what number?
That's a great question.
9622-645-66.
You're mixing up the numbers. It's
654.
So you can go ahead and visit ccfymca.net.
That's right, the web person.
And Google is a great tool.
Yeah.
Don't chastise me for, you know, only being 3 months in and not having memorized.
No, I'm trying to remember, but it's the Clinton County YMCA. But you know, when we think about I mentioned earlier about you coming and being and relocating to Frankfurt. So let's talk a little bit about that and your experience for you've just joined the chamber board.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
Aboard. Thank you for being a part of that organization. What do you see in Frankfurt and in Clinton County that was an attraction for you and where you want to see things move and blossom and bloom?
So where I come from in Valparaiso, I lived about 2 blocks from downtown, and we have a very thriving downtown after years of work to get it to where it is.
It took a while.
Beautiful Central Park. So when I knew that I was getting interviewed for the position, I went ahead and I took a drive down here. It was only about an hour and 45 minutes. So I'm like, well, where is this place? Is this something that I actually want to even attempt? You know, where's Frankfurt? So I took
a drive.
I bet
they have good hot dogs.
Right, yeah. Why is their mascot a dachshund or a hot dog? It's like, oh, Frankfurt. I get it now. So anyways, I took a drive down, and it's November. And so, of course, a lot of the leaves have already fallen. And I haven't been able to see Frankfurt in full bloom yet. But I noticed that you had a large park, TPA Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this is pretty impressive for a small town.
Yeah.
So there's something going on here.
Yeah.
And the community is active. And then I took a drive downtown because most likely I'd want to live somewhere near downtown again.
Right.
And I noticed Nickel Plate Flats.
Mm.
And I was like, that is a very beautiful building that is brand new. I hadn't been inside yet, but I said, okay, so that is an option. I also noticed that on the corner at the time, they were renovating where Frankie's is now at. And saw the Flavor sign on it at the time. And I was like, oh, Flavors is going in there because it looked like a newer sign.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, coffee, because I'm a big coffee drinker. I said, all right, so we got the basics kind of covered. I saw Pepe's. We have a Pepe's up north. Okay, it's a little bit like home. And then I took a drive and I saw what the Y looked like. And the Y is a large facility. It's only about 28 years old, which is exactly how old I am.
Yeah.
We make a joke about that.
The same,
And it's in great shape. It's 28 years old. It needs a little bit of maintenance, but we're working on that.
Well, folks, we need a roof.
We need
a lot of things. So don't think it's in great shape.
It's not in great shape, but those things that happen at around 28 to 30 years old, we're in need of. So we're working on it. And then I noticed that there was a sign about Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so this must be their Central Park. And so I really enjoyed the economic development process that happened in Valparaiso. And I came into that kind of as we're like teetering off. in Valparaiso. And I always thought it would be really cool to be a part of that process and being someone at the table who's talking about, okay, what companies do we want to bring in, or who mm-hmm. do we want to encourage mm-hmm. to revitalize downtown mm-hmm. or beautification within the city. And so I saw things like that happening because I had kind of been a part of it before. And so that was an attraction to me because I like to be a part of changes or a part of improvements. And I thought that this was an opportunity, not just with my being the CEO over at the Y potentially, but just as a community who is ready to grow. And I think that's pretty cool.
Right, yeah. Right. And then you had the opportunity to come on the chamber board, mm-hmm. and we've already got you busy working on a variety of different projects, yes, but one using your youth and the incentive there, mm-hmm. Being 28 years old, it to me that is a great resource for us mm-hmm. in on the chamber board in our community. Believe me, you drop our average age greatly, which we appreciate. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But speaking of youth, the opportunity of engaging young mm-hmm. people is important to you.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I was very active in a couple of chambers up north because that was my way of being around people. And of course, chambers are great for getting yourself business when mm-hmm. you're an entrepreneur or in sales. And I helped start a young professionals group where young people come together who are probably like-minded or a little bit different, and they can collaborate together on a variety of things. And so we focused on professional development, community development and volunteerism, and then also just strictly networking. Mm-hmm. And so everyone kind of wanted something out of it to build up their career because we are in the start of our careers, really, in potentially significant positions at that time when you're between like 25 and 35.
Right.
And so helping others build themselves up is really important to me because I've had some really incredible mentors in my life, people who I didn't ask to mentor me, but just saw something and said, yeah, hey, I'm going to wrangle you in and hopefully right. help you thrive in some way. And so doing something like that here through the chamber with other young people in the community, I think could be something, or I know would be something that would attract people to decide to move to Frankfurt mm-hmm. instead of maybe neighboring areas or mm-hmm. maybe leaving Frankfurt for right. other opportunities if you grew up here,
right.
knowing that, hey, we're growing and we have a community here for you, even if you're a young person.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and stay tuned for more details as Tristan is working with a committee on our chamber board to talk more about, to develop, really, mm-hmm. A program. And we're really excited about that, and we'll be unveiling that as it really kind of organically grows. We want it to be
Sir.
We want it to be from the inside out and to grow from the ground floor up. And I think it's going to be exciting. When you think about quality of life, you mentioned the park and you've mentioned the coffee shop and all, but really there's also another part of it, and that's the people and the relationships. Mm-hmm. And you've been able to develop relationships here and you're seeing some great opportunity to develop more.
Yeah, definitely. It's when you are 28 and you're no longer in college, but maybe you're not friends with your high school buddies anymore because either they've moved on or you have a couple there. But when you move to a new place and you don't know anyone and, you know, you're not married or you don't have kids that kind of plug you into those mommy and me groups, it's like, okay, where am I going to make friends?
Right.
And not just on a professional level, but I've had several people reach out to me and say, hey, let's hang out. I want to get to know you. And mm-hmm. just that extension is like, wow, this is a really friendly place. And then also people being eager to talk professionally as well, mm-hmm. And to see how they can help me in the Y and how the Y can be positioned to help the community.
We just have a minute left here, Tristan, but we're sitting in, mm-hmm. in the middle of our new facility that we've been here for since 2016. But we call this the Iron Block Engagement Center and co-working facility, but it's really more than a co-working facility. But how important is a facility like this as a 28-year-old professional, mm-hmm. young professional that lives across the street? Yeah. How important is a facility like this to someone that's like you, that's in a new profession, but maybe you were marketing and doing something on your own before?
I think it's kind of the epicenter of where people like me come. Mm-hmm. And so then you're networking together or you're collaborating on different projects together and or just having a cup of coffee together.
Yeah.
And it builds community, and community is so important. when you're just walking through life.
Right.
Because whether I'm the CEO of the Y or running for office or volunteering somewhere, community is at the center of that.
Absolutely. Well, Tristan, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it. We made a great hire in you, and we're glad that you're here, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right. Tristan Cumbages, he is our executive director of the YMCA. And no, I'm not going to sing it. We're going to close the show off. But I want to remind you that you are the E factor. Remember, you might be the encouragement. You might be the engager. You might be that, maybe even the entertainment. I don't know. But maybe you are that answered prayer to someone else's life. Don't forget just how important you are to someone else's life. And make sure you get out there and make it a great weekend. Until next time, have a great one. We'll talk to you.